War, disease, and poverty reach almost every corner of Africa. But in the midst of despair, hope rises. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today, we'll explore how terrorism and the Great Commission create unique gospel moments in South Sudan, Nigeria, and beyond. This week, South Sudan marked a two-year anniversary. It's been 2 years of civil war. Technically, the country is at peace, but a political squabble that escalated into a fight between the Dinka and Nuer tribes looks anything but peaceful. Food for the Hungry's George Nzomo says thousands of refugees are coming back anyway.
Last week, when we met with the government officials, they had plans on putting some reposition for food and also plans for resettlement in these areas where they're expecting new people to return.
Why are they coming back with everything so unsettled?
People are tired of staying wherever they are. They also want to come back to their countries so that in their respective villages so that they can also start farming.
Nzomo says the gospel is woven through everything they do, and it's a timely message for now and for the future.
Gospel here will always preach more of peace and the reconciliation and the forgiving one another and planning ahead together.
Tragedy and war are nothing new in northern Nigeria. According to Open Doors USA, the Chibok community is reliving 2014's trauma. In April of that year, Boko Haram terrorists kidnapped over 200 schoolgirls. Resulting stress has killed 18 of the girls' parents. Local hospitals don't have emotional trauma care programs, so Open Doors is providing counseling in Jesus' name. Please, keep the Chibok schoolgirls and their families in your prayers. You're listening to Mission Network News. Education is at the forefront of many ministries in Africa. But GEMS Girls Clubs has another goal in mind at its Esther School in Zambia. A cultural shift in the way girls are treated. They believe that oppressive acts against women can end through true local partnership. And that's why this all-girls ministry has a school for girls and boys in the remote village of Chongwe. Chris Palosari says GEMS is passionate about making a difference, one child at a time.
The only way that you can change culture is by having both boys and girls being trained together so that they are able to coexist and be a community that overcomes those types of cultural nuances.
And the school is having a positive impact on more than just its students. Even the local construction workers have been transformed. As Palosari puts it,
ministries within a ministry to be able to share the gospel in every way that we can.
Right now, the Esther School is looking for people to join project teams or serve as educators as the school grows. Details are at our website. Kids, they're also thriving and finding peace in one of the worst places to be a kid. Guatemala. How? The Association of Christian Homes in Guatemala, a Kids Alive international partner, is working to protect kids in the system. To make sure the standards are the best they can be, the group is working with the government, ministering to kids, and this year, Kids Alive's Corby Dukes.
We're going to be having some specialized training for all of our homes in trauma therapy for children because basically no child ends up in protective custody in a Christian home in Guatemala who hasn't experienced trauma.
Pray that this new year would bring changed hearts. And with this new year, would you pray for the deaf community? Worldwide, about 1% of the community attends church because they haven't been reached. But in Romania, Wycliffe Bible Translator partners are hard at work interpreting passages from Genesis. Deaf churches are joining Wycliffe to provide the translators with supplies and encouragement. What can you do? Go to missionnews.org to learn about this and other stories in today's broadcast. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christmas is approaching. For a gift of any amount, M&N is making available Chris Tomlin's CD, Adore. It'll help keep the true meaning of Christmas alive in your home. So keep it or give it to a friend. But get your CD by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.